VOA News. President Trump has reimposed economic sanctions on Iran. Iranians are bracing for the repercussions. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV and other Gulf media focused their newscasts Monday on the new U.S. sanctions that were due to begin going into effect against Iran Tuesday. Trump's executive order reimposing sanctions on Iran, including prohibitions on selling gold or U.S. dollars to Iran, sanctions on the country's automotive sector, and purchases of jetliners. Exports of drugs, medical devices, and foodstuffs are excluded from the list of new sanctions. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The situation is chaotic on Indonesia's Lombok Island. Following a deadly quake over the weekend, thousands of visitors are desperate to leave. Associated Press correspondent Stephen Wright reports.
Authorities, while dealing with the human toll of the earthquake on the main island, are also trying to evacuate thousands of people from small outlying islands that are popular destinations for foreign and Indonesian tourists. Earlier today, there were thousands of people trying to get off one of those islands in particular, and there were hundreds crowded on a small beach, all jostling to get onto the small number of boats that were picking people up and taking them to the mainland.
Police in Bangladesh fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse students who protested for a ninth day, demanding better enforcement of traffic safety laws. They've been calling for better traffic laws and protections for pedestrians. Protesters said at least 40 people, mostly students, were injured. This is VOA News. The president.